Walker timed his latest ad to coincide with President Obama's visit to Milwaukee. It splices together short clips from several of the president's speeches, with longer clips of Walker talking about high-speed rail.
Now let me be clear.
No, let me be clear. I'd rather take that money and fix Wisconsin's crumbling roads and bridges.
The $810 million Walker wants to use for roads and bridges is stimulus money that Wisconsin won to pay for a rail line from Madison to Milwaukee. While the ad makes no mention of it, using that money on something other than rail may not be possible. The nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau said earlier this year that if Wisconsin didn't use the money on this project, the federal government would likely use it to fund passenger rail projects in other states. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett's campaign says it's deceptive of Walker to suggest otherwise. But even if that is indeed the case, and the money has to be used for rail, Walker said at a recent Tea Party debate that he'd still stop the project.
We can't afford, nor do we want that train. So no matter how much they put in, a few million, we're still better off sending the money back.
Walker made similar comments yesterday, saying it would save money in the future since the train would require an annual subsidy from state government. Walker's Republican primary opponent, Mark Newman, says he'd also refund the money to the federal government. Tom Barrett supports the project. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.